Hi. In today's Technical Tips with Tim, we're going to be talking about the HP ProCurve network switch, iOS commands, tagged and untagged. And the first thing we're going to look at is the tagged command. And if we look to the top left of the picture, we're going to see a simple configuration that I created. And I created VLAN 100, and I tagged port 25 into VLAN 100. And then we're going to look at VLAN 200 and see that I tagged port 25 into VLAN 200. Now, if I look at to the right side of the picture, what those tagged commands do for those VLANs is that any outbound traffic leaving port 25 on either of those two switches will get a 4-byte 802.1Q trunking protocol tag placed in the middle of the packet. What that 4-byte field or tag does is it identifies what VLAN that packet going across the 802.1Q trunk connection in red, and you'll see it in red, the packet belongs to. Again, the four byte field identifies what VLAN the packet going across the 802.1Q connection in red belongs to. So when they're outbound, it identifies what they're belonging to so that the receiving switch knows and can put it in the proper VLAN. Now, if we looked at untagged, you see I created VLAN 100 over again, and I untagged ports 1 through 12. And then in VLAN 200, I untagged ports 13 through 24. So what that did was it took ports 1 through 12 and assigned them to VLAN 100, and it took ports 13 through 24 and assigned them to VLAN 200. Now, any inbound traffic on ports 1 through 12 will now get a 4-byte tag for VLAN 100, and any inbound traffic coming into ports 13 through 24 will get a 4-byte tag for VLAN 200. When the packets are leaving or outbound on those switches, those tags will be stripped off, or the packet will be untagged and turned into a simple 802.3 packet, Ethernet 802.3 packet, that any end device, any end Ethernet device, can understand. Because if the 4-byte tagged field was there, the packet would be an inappropriate byte size and could fail and cause trouble on the receiving device. Also, by default, all ports on HP ProCurve switches start out as VLAN 1. I hope this helped with the tagging and untagging commands in ProCurve switches. Thank you.